Hello and welcome back to another match preview, an opposition match preview, I should say, on the 7500 to Holt website. Today we have a special guest because, of course, we are playing Brighton and Hove Albion on the weekend. 3 p.m. kickoff at Villa Park. Very much looking forward to it. Addy, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Great, great. And, of course, you are from the Albion Roar podcast. And where can we find you?
First and foremost, we're a radio show in Brighton and Hove on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, online at radioreverb.com on DAB, and pretty much just about everywhere. If you can't find us, you're not trying hard enough, quite frankly. But, yeah, no, we're everywhere these days, worldwide.
Well, hey, world dominance is a good thing, so we all get there eventually.
That's what we're aiming for.
So we won't waste any time here and keep you too long. We'll dive right into it. Brighton season so far, of course, at the end of last season, you said goodbye to Chris Hughton, and now you have a new manager in Graham Potter. So with that being said, there's obviously a different style in play. How have you seen your season so far, and essentially what do you expect with this new manager?
Well, first of all, it's been a case of transition. It's a very, very different way of playing, a very different mentality, very different tactics. I mean, Chris was, we've got an awful lot of time for him. We love the guy. He's quite possibly our most successful manager of all time, in bearing in mind what he's done with us in the modern era. But, you know, it was time for a change. And what Graham's brought is a brand new attitude. And we spent a lot of money on getting ourselves up to elite category status on for our academy. But there was, under Chris, there probably wasn't so much of a pathway for those players to come through. But we're actually starting to see that, and we're actually starting to see that the fruits of that come through. And the last game, we had two academy products in the team that started and starred in that game. So that's one thing. Potter, he's very, very tactically astute. He'll change the tactics 3, 4, 5 times in the game to suit what's happening on the pitch. The players have got to be in tune with that. The team started the season was very much the team that finished last season, but the team that started against Spurs, we had 5 of his players starting the game. So the transition is well and truly in progress. Something against Spurs looked like it actually clicked. The performances have been there, but it was very, very nearly, but not quite. But hopefully now it's clicked. We're full steam ahead for the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you did touch on that Spurs result there ever so briefly. Obviously, a big 3-0 win against Spurs, of course. Any top six side is a big thing, especially when you're fighting near the bottom of the table, especially, I should say, twice. And with that being said, how much do you really read into that in, I guess, going into the next game against Villa, how much confidence does that give you as well?
Oh, yeah, it gives you confidence. But, I mean, basically, I mean, we're in exactly the same boat as Villa on this one. Basically, the internationals' breaks come at completely the wrong time, because any momentum that we've had from that last result, I mean, you away at Norwich winning 5-0, us beating Spurs 3-0, we've been smiling for a lot longer, probably. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of confidence in there. We're going into the game, and we're looking for the win. We're not coming for a draw.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of one of those funny games too, because I was looking at, just statistically speaking, where like Villa have scored, we average about 1.63 goals a game, concede about 1.5 goals a game. And you compare that to Brighton's, where you exactly score one goal a game and concede about 1.25. So the averages there, it almost feels like it's kind of going to be almost a 1-1 result for anyone that wants to play it safely.
The stats are skewed. I mean, a lot of that's taking last season into account. It's not taking into account the transitions that we've had, the changes that we've had in personnel over the first few games. It's like we're not taking any of that for granted. You know, the stats are there for a reason. People can read into them what they want. But basically, you know, we've had some very, very good performances and not necessarily got the points on the board that those performances have deserved. But, you know, at the end of the day, in this league, you get what you deserve. And if you don't take your chances, you don't deserve anything. So, you know, but we are full of confidence. We've got a young striker in Aaron Connolly who's just absolutely biting at the bit to get going. He's waited a while for his opportunity. I mean, he's still only 19, but I mean, what a week he had. I mean, first Premier League start, 2 goals, and then gets called up for the senior internet Ireland squad for the latest fixtures. I mean, he's been one that we've been waiting to break through for a couple of years since he first came here, but as a 16-year-old. And boy, he's taken that he's grabbed that nettle and he's going for it. And we're just excited to see more of him. And we're hoping that you're going to be his next victims, as it were.
Honestly, like I watched only half of that Spurs game and I was thoroughly impressed with him. Definitely, like, for such a young player, he offers a lot. And I'm not comparing him to Jack Grealish, who the only comparison I can say is an academy product. Would you say, in terms of hope, is he your kind of hopeful Jack Grealish?
No, because we don't rate Jack Grealish that highly, to be honest. But he upset us too much when David Stockdale let one slip through his fingers the last time we went to Villa Park. So, I mean, Grealish he's a decent player. He had his opportunities to stay at Villa. He's a massive Villa fan, so you know he's got that on his side. But you know, we're more impressed with John McGinn. Jim McGinn was a player that we tried to sign ourselves when you got him. He didn't feel he was quite ready for the Premier League at the time, and he came to you last season. And you know, he's ripped it up for you, and he's a player that we really, really impressed with. But I mean, Aaron, Stephen Lazzatti, he's come into the team as well from the academy. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of those. But I mean, Aaron got all the plaudits for scoring twice against Spurs. But I mean, you know, we had perhaps 8 or 9 players in that game that would have got 8 or 9 out of 10. And with those sort of ratings, you're going to win the game. So, I mean, you know, Aaron Moy showed. Was his best game for us. Azati was fantastic. Lewis Dunk should have been in the England team ahead of your fella. You know, we've got a decent setup here at the moment. We're happy with what we got. We're happy going forwards. But you know, we know we're not the finished article yet. But it's not just about one player. We're a team. We're a sum of the parts.
Oh, exactly. It's honestly, for most fans, and I've been asking this since we started this kind of series at the start of the season, it's way too early to read into anything. I'd say around Christmas time is everyone's marker. Side note on that, it is kind of nice to hear someone be thoroughly impressed with John McGinn, because I think he's more crucial to our team than Jack Grealish, but that's a side note completely. And the one thing I did want to touch on earlier before we move on to some score predictions and that kind of stuff is you mentioned that you've seen a lot of difference in terms of style of play and you guys are happy with that. Now, two of your results, you had a 3-0 against Watford and a 3-0 against Spurs, and you've only scored 8 goals. Is that a concern yet, or is that more of a, we're seeing signs of what's to come and the style of play makes us happy enough to be happy where we are right now?
Well, look, I mean, goals win matches, and you always want to score more goals. Mm-hmm. We've had a bit of an injury crisis in terms of some of our personnel not being available. The game against West Ham, we should have won. We've had 2 goals chalked off by VAR. We're creating the chances, but we're not necessarily finishing them. I mean, XG comes into it, although XG is a pile of beep. what the point? What is the point of that?
Oh, it drives me nuts. Trust me.
I don't even know what it is. It's just a load of rubbish. But moving swiftly on. But yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, look, all of our goals have come from our forward players. We haven't had any goals from defence yet. And the midfield hasn't chipped in yet. But we're creating the chances. If we weren't creating the chances, we'd be more worried. But it's having players on the pitch to finish those chances was the key thing. And now that Aaron's come into the team, Maupai's settling in. Where Leandro Trossard, who will be our player of the season when he actually finally gets back into the team, he is something else. He will create and score goals himself. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot to come. We're excited, but we're not that excited just yet. Our feet are well and truly on the ground, and we're just looking forward to Saturday and coming home with 3 points. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. And if we put our assessment hats on here for 2 seconds, if you were to look at your side, Brighton, is there one area that you would say is a concern, a weakness? And if you're going to look at Villa's team squad, is there an area you would want to, I guess, take advantage of?
Like I said, we're in transition. It's something that's going to take its time. But, I mean, we conceded a soft goal at Chelsea by Potter's sides wanting to play out from the back. And if you press us high, it puts us under pressure and the players, some of the younger players may panic. We're conceding more shots than we did last year. Matty Ryan's making a lot of saves, but you know, it's the key is if you're drawing players, teams out for that, it's going to leave you shy at the back, and we've got the pace to come in behind and punish you.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the thing that I look at when I compare you guys, especially, this is a poor comparison because I think Graham Potter is way better than Mark Hughes. But you look at Tony Pulis switching over to Mark Hughes, you expect a little bit more attacking. So you're going to expect to obviously concede more shots. I just wanted to bring up that point. I think Mark Hughes is terrible. I'm just saying I needed some comparison. So from a defensive an attacking manager. So
yeah, I mean, you're talking about dinosaurs now, and Potter's basically is a young, forward-thinking English manager. We've taken the chance of bringing a player up from the Championship, which obviously you did very well in last year. But Potter, with his hands tied behind his back, he almost got Swansea into the playoffs last year, which was a minor miracle, bearing in mind what was going on at that club. And you know, he's first and foremost, he's a coach, and he's coaching these players, and your job as a coach at a football club is to make the players at your disposal better, and he's certainly doing that.
Oh, absolutely. We'll kind of wrap things up here now. We'll get your score predictions here, and if you'd be ever so bold to say the goal scores as well.
We don't do predictions, but if you want, I'm going to go for an away win by one goal, but I don't know where that's going to come from.
Okay, that's fair enough. I said earlier today in a group chat that I said 2-1 Villa. I think it's one of those.
I'm sitting on the fence. Piles, but I'm expecting it. Like, we've already played you once this year. We put the kids out, you didn't. And our kids gave you a very, very good game. Some of those kids will be involved in the team tomorrow. But the grown ups are coming, so be wary of that.
So we'll take that. And Addy, if you would be so kind to plug some of your stuff, and we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, so we're everywhere. We're on the radio, we're online, we're on YouTube, we're always busy doing stuff, talking about our club, and cross-contaminating across everyone else's networks and mainstream media. So just look out for us. Like everyone else, we just talk a load of bollocks, basically. And sometimes we even know what we're talking about.
Exactly. I think, you know what, we all just do it because we enjoy it. It's for a laugh. And if people disagree, then that's their issue. But anyways, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much again, Addy, for joining us. Of course, you can find this podcast wherever you get your pods. Make sure to go check out the 7500 to Holt website, www.7500toholt.com. You can find us on Twitter at 7500 to Holt. You can find me, Cole Pettum, on Twitter as well, at TalkAstonVilla. And of course, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you later. Up the Villa.